KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It's a Monday morning, and as we mentioned, joining us now, an award-winning journalist, newspaper, magazine writer, and now we can call him novelist, Dave Vizard joining us. How are you today, Dave?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing great.
Doing great today. You've done a little bit of everything. I know I've talked to you in the past. You work here in Northeast Michigan. You did some things with the Bay City Times, and you kind of branched out now, haven't you?
Well, yes, I'm. But you know, at the core of it, I'm still writing and editing and working with people who love books and reading. So I've written a novel now.
Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about today. It's called The Formula for Murder. Now, have you always wanted to write a novel? Was this something that's been brewing in the back of your head, and you finally got around to doing it, or is it something that came along recently, and you went, "Hey, you know what? I've got this idea."
Well, I've been thinking about it for a very long time, and actually the genesis for the story came to me when I worked at the Flint Journal about 25 years ago, and that was the beginning of it, and then I just looked for ways over the years to build a story. So a novel is something I've always wanted to do. I was involved as a journalist in nonfiction for many, many, many years, and but I always thought, boy, you know, someday I want to write a murder mystery, and I love to read them, and so I just built toward this, and spent the last 5 years really working on the book, and it finally came together last year.
Very good. Now, give us a, is it based here in Michigan? Is it a novel that when we read it, we'll recognize some familiar landmarks and that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a Michigan-based story, and it's primarily based in Bay City.
Okay.
Because that's where I spent 24 years as an editor.
Sure.
And writer and columnist and magazine editor.
That's so, right. Bay City Times and True
yep.
North Magazine. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. So... my main character is Nick Steele,
mm-hmm.
Who incidentally is that's the name of a guy I went to high school with.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I told him I at a class reunion about 6 or 7 years ago, I said, you know, I've got this idea for a novel, and I want to use your name as my main character, my protagonist. And he laughed. He said, oh, sure. And then... a little while later, during the reunion, he came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, Dave, you know, I'm cool with that idea of you using my name in your book, but if there's a movie, I want to cut.
Well, hopefully that'll be something down the road. Now, Nick Steele is a...
He's a reporter.
Reporter, okay.
And he works at the Bay City Blade.
Okay.
Okay? And what happens is... basically, and I'm not going to tell you too much, but
right.
He stumbles across a great story, and he just kind of bumps into it, and once he gets on it, he doesn't let go, and he keeps chasing it and chasing it, and what happens is this plot, cover-up, is revealed, and it becomes a big scandal in Bay City, and he ends up actually saving one person's life by his actions, by his reporting.
Oh, very good. All right. It's an interesting read. I know I spent the weekend reading the novel, and it was a nice, easy read. Now, are you planning any more? Was this one of those one-of-a-lifetime kind of ideas that hit you, or was it easy for you to do, and now you're thinking, well, maybe there's another one in me?
Well, you know, that's the thing. And you never know how, you know, what the reaction's going to be, how it's going to be received. But the reaction throughout Northeast Michigan, I've been on the road selling it the last year, and I've made a lot of personal appearances, and the reaction has been so overwhelmingly positive. Everybody keeps asking me, when is the next one? When is the sequel? So for the last year, I've been banging out and working on a sequel.
And, okay.
And I'm almost through with the first draft. And it's another Bay City book,
okay.
But the murder takes place on Mackinac Island.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, and Nick Steele, because it's a guy from Bay City who's up there on vacation.
Okay.
Nick Steele gets pulled into that story.
Very good.
So he starts digging it out.
Wow, well, this might be the genesis of a series of Nick Steele books.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well,
see where it goes.
That's right. Well, we're starting with the first one. It's called The Formula for Murder. It's Dave Vizard, who we're talking to today, who wrote that. Now, Dave, where's the book available? You said you're on the road selling it, but where can they pick up a copy if someone listening to us wants one?
You can find it on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it's also available in Kindle. So all you have to do is Google my name and or A Formula for Murder. And it'll pop right up, and you can go in there and order it. Or you can contact me, and I'll send you a signed copy. I'll mail you one.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Now, you mentioned you're on the road, and that's kind of one of the reasons we have you on today. You're going to be on the road tomorrow. You're making a couple of stops, right?
That's correct. Tomorrow at noon, I will be in West Branch for the West Branch District Library's Books for Lunch series.
Okay.
And I'll be there. They're going to have a little luncheon, and I have a slideshow presentation that talks about the development of the story and also looks at writing and editing and self-publishing.
Oh.
So those are always good sessions, and especially if people have read the book beforehand, because they ask fantastic questions, and it becomes a lot of fun. In fact, you know, I've been amazed because I've gotten two or three different endings for the story from these sessions, and they're all pretty good.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. People are very creative, and I have a lot of great ideas, especially avid readers. So I enjoy the sessions, and it's not just a lecture. It's a slideshow and an open discussion. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then later in the afternoon, I'm going to go to the Kirtland Community College West Branch campus and meet with about 25 creative writing students from Kirtland. And we're going to do some of the same thing, although I've been talking with Mary Ann Cost, and she's the instructor, and we're working out a special presentation that's going to be tailored just for these students. And I'm going to work with them and get them involved, and they might even help me with the next novel.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're enjoying your work, and we'll look forward to hearing more about it when that second book comes out. But right now, everybody can pick up A Formula for Murder. It's a novel by Dave Vizard. And Dave, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the very near future.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Have a great day.